A group of gay student athletes at Yale University are working with the school's athletics department to change the culture of masculinity on men's sports teams. WSHU's Katie Toth spoke to three of the people involved. And a warning here, there's language that might be offensive to some listeners.
I'm Luke Reintreiber. I am a junior at Yale in Trumbull College, and I'm on the men's rugby team here. What happened is my experience as a freshman here was okay, not amazing. I had a coach who used a lot of homophobic language. You know, stop playing like a fairy, or you're doing X like a fag or whatever, as sort of the motivation to push harder, run faster, go further, whatever. And there's a locker room culture that assumes everyone is straight, and therefore the language they use is, it's not malicious in 99% of cases, at least here at Yale, but it is just sort of non-thinking. The team itself was very accepting once I came out to them. As the players, I actually never came out to my coach, or as far as I know, he did not know. The reaction was great. I mean, people actually immediately recognized some of the things they had done, and there was a lot of apologies and a lot of, you know, trying to be like, okay, we're going to work on this. And it was a vastly different experience. On a team level, the coaching didn't change, really. But then he ended up leaving my end of my freshman year, so the coaching now is infinitely better, just accepting and open. And so I think now the team environment is awesome. My sophomore year was great, so I didn't think about this that much. And then it was triggered by talking to a freshman who had been connected to me through a various series of administrators at Yale. Through my experience with him and helping him, talking about being a gay athlete and what he can expect and how he should come out. And after that conversation, you know, talking with him, I was like, well, this is weird because it was very hard for him to find someone. I went through similar things, didn't have anyone to talk to. And we should have someone, you know, this should be a thing. Okay.
My name is Wayne Zhang. I'm a sophomore on the Yale swimming and diving team, and I'm from South Bend, Indiana. One day I just received a Facebook message from Luke basically saying that he had heard that there were other out queer athletes at Yale and that he just wanted to get together in whatever form just to meet with us. And we ended up meeting at a Chipotle and we just had dinner, and at that point, we didn't have any real goals in mind besides just getting to know each other and trying to just see that there were other people like us. We've come to be like a relatively close group of friends. So we've also met several times with Brian Tompkins, who is one of the athletic directors in the Yale Athletics Department. And through these meetings, we've tried to come up with different ways of trying to change the institutional and social culture at Yale in order to make it more friendly for queer athletes.
Brian Tompkins, Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Services at Yale University. It's been very informative and educational to me to hear from them what some of the challenges are that they have as athletes. What's been so impressive to me is just how determined and how enthusiastic they are to kind of really be trailblazers in one respect, but then also to create a sense of belonging and a sense of safety and normalcy. Just because somebody's not out doesn't mean that there aren't gay people.
One thing that we've been pretty cognizant about is that change in terms of culture will occur not when people are dragged across like a certain line. So we want to be more subtle than like having specific workshops or specific seminars. And just small acts such as emailing every single coach, saying that if they have queer athletes, these are the resources or these are the people that you should talk to, is just something that can plant a seed that says that queer athletes do exist.
That story was produced for us by WSHU's Katie Toth.